Welcome to another episode of Eastwood Insider, the official podcast for the Eastwood Mall Complex, presented by Millcraft Barnes. Hello, everybody. My name is Johnny Ciccatelli. I am the Regional Director of Marketing and Communications here at the Eastwood Mall Complex, located in Trumbull County, Ohio. This is another episode of Eastwood Insider. In today's episode, we're going to hear from one of our new businesses here on the Eastwood Mall Complex, and you're going to see some of the Christmas decorations we've got as we go exploring Eastwood. But first, I just want to say thank you to everyone who came out for Black Friday. What an event. Another great year in the books. A lot of folks braved the overnight weather. They camped out overnight. They partied with us in line from 5 a.m. on. The doors opened at 6. There was some great giveaways, lots of happy faces, and we're very happy that you all spent your time with us on Black Friday. We know there's a lot of options out there, and we really do appreciate your support. We got another great month here in December. Lots of holiday performances lined up, lots of fun things. Of course, as we get to the 10 days before the Christmas holiday, things ramp up. There's Super Saturday and Super Sunday. Lots of extended hours. You want to check those out at eastwoodmall.com. You can also find all of our event schedules lined up there. So plenty to look forward to here in the month of December as we close out 2025. Just want to say thank you again. It's been a great year here at the Eastwood Mall Complex. We really appreciate everybody from the Mahoning and Shenango Valleys who come support the Eastwood Mall. We're really trying to do things for you guys and bring things to the mall that you want. We really listen. So thank you again for all of your support. Now I'm joined by a very special guest. She's just recently opened up a new business here inside the Eastwood Mall, Beth Mathis from Beth Piper Insurance. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Johnny.
Of course. And so what I wanted to do was invite you onto the podcast to tell folks what it is that you offer here at the mall.
Yes, well, I am an insurance broker, so I offer mainly Medicare and Affordable Care Act, so under 65 health insurance. I also offer various life insurance plans, and what I really hope to do here is bring more educational events to people in how to utilize their plan and how to prepare for retirement or help to take care of their aging parents.
Gotcha. And why is it that you wanted to come to the mall specifically?
Well, I'm easy to find here. And I love the community feel that you have down there in the JCPenney corridor currently with St. Joe's at the mall, the new library. And I thought it just fit very well in that space, very easy to locate. And you have good flow. We have a lot of people coming in the mall, walking the mall. So, you know, being very visible makes it easy for people to find you, know you're there and offering the services. So it seemed like a really great fit.
Well, that's excellent. There's if you haven't seen Beth Piper Insurance, their new store set up, it's, as Beth mentioned, in our JCPenney concourse. It's down by the play area between Dental Works and our Trumbull County Library branch. So they've recently opened up, and you know, I've seen some folks coming in and out of there. It's been pretty good. You go by appointment only, or you walk in? How does it work?
We do offer both. So you can walk in and ask questions. If somebody's available, we can meet with you right away, especially during this time of year, which is annual enrollment. We're quite busy. So it is generally best to schedule an appointment, but you can stop in and ask questions and see if somebody's available as well.
So what are some key dates here coming up? This podcast airs in December. So folks that are watching this online right now or listening to it in their car, what are some key dates that they should be aware of if they're looking to get some coverage or renew, things like that in the open enrollment periods?
Sure. So for Medicare-aged folks who have already been on Medicare plans, the annual enrollment runs from October 15th through December 7th. That's when they have the time to look at their plan options, what their current plan is doing, if it's still a good fit for the following year. Following that, January, February, and March is an open enrollment election period where, you know, something's not working out for them with their plan. Maybe they didn't really look at things in December when they could have, and they get to the pharmacy in January and they have a big surprise. January, February, March, you have an open enrollment period where they can make a one-time change if they have a Medicare Advantage plan. And if you have a supplement with a prescription drug plan, you're kind of locked in after that December 7th. And then certainly there's different special enrollment periods that they would be able to look at their plans and possibly make changes. For the under 65 folks, we have the first open enrollment period through December 15th, and that would give them a January 1 start date for whatever plan they choose. But we do have all the way until January 15th to make a selection for a February 1 start date, and then we're kind of locked into that.
Gotcha. So right now is a very important time. If you need to get, you know, your insurance changed, or if you're looking at those things, now is the time. Reach out to Beth. How can folks reach you?
So I have a website, BethPiperInns.com. You can reach me there. You can schedule an appointment there. You can call into the office at 330-720-7248. Or you could stop in and visit us and schedule your appointment.
Gotcha. And I know we also have you up on our Eastwood Mall website as well. So if you want to see where she is exactly on the map, you can go to eastwoodmall.com and check that out. Once again, she's located in the JCPenney Concourse. That's over there by the Children's Play Area between Dental Works and our Trumbull County Library branch. So definitely stop in and see Beth and welcome her to the mall. Beth, we appreciate it. Anything else you want to add before you go?
Well, I was just going to mention that this year, more than other years, is a very important year to make sure you are reviewing your plan options, making sure that your plan is still going to be the best fit, and to make sure that your prescriptions are being covered well, you know, specifically for Medicare. And then also the under 65 market is in quite an upheaval right now. So we have, you know, our fingers on the pulse to monitor what's happening there, but certainly connect with either myself or another trusted broker to make sure you understand what's happening with your health insurance plan and that you are comfortable with what you have for next year.
Got it. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Beth. I appreciate the time. Yep. And thank you to everybody for listening.
Thanks.
Eastwood Mall's delivering cheer by rewarding you for shopping. Here's how it works. Spend at least $250 at stores inside the mall November 28th through December 14th. Take your same-day receipts to the customer service center and you get a $25 American Eagle gift card. One card per household while supplies last. For details, visit the website eastwoodmall.com.
Hi everyone, we're back for Exploring Eastwood. Today we're getting into the holiday spirit. Let's check out all of the new decor that Eastwood has this year. To start, we have the Santa set in center court. Behind me, we have the beautiful tree. We have pictures that are offered. So come and get your picture with Santa. There's some toy soldiers, rocking horse toy blocks. It is just the classic Christmas set here at the mall. Another super cool attraction in center court is the aquarium. It is decked out in Christmas trees, garland. It is just beautiful and adds to the whole holiday ambiance. And down the Dave & Buster's hallway, there is a fun Arctic display with some polar bears, some elves, and it looks just like how you would envision the North Pole. The stage is also decorated just like the North Pole, where all of our holiday performances will be. And you can actually find that schedule on our website at eastwoodmall.com/events. We have performances all the time, and they are always bringing the spirit here to the mall. If you keep walking past the stage, you'll see the Christmas fireside display. It looks just like Santa's living room. Get cozy, take a photo, and enjoy the holiday spirit. While you're shopping and you're down by JCPenney's, you can't miss Mrs. Claus's Bakery and the Gingerbread House. It is filled with elf Santa's workers and sweet treats. In honor of the giving spirit of the holiday season, stop by the Veterans Tree, located in the food court, where you can help out families in need. Not too far from the aquarium, you will find an aquatic winter scene with mermaids, seashells, and all things under the sea. And this is located right next to Rosebuds.
Thank you so much, Chloe. All right, before we get out of here, I just want to say thank you once again to Millcraft Barns for sponsoring the Eastwood Insider podcast. They've also provided the handcrafted gazebo that you can find in our center court, and definitely check them out. That's going to do it for the Eastwood Insider here in 2025. We hope to see you throughout the holiday shopping season. Talk to you soon.